The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Are you ready, Steve? Andy?
Yeah!
Bert? Well, all right, fellas. Well, let's go!
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/CFRN. Over 85,000 titles. Choose from mystery, romance, religion, science, technology, business, New York Times bestsellers, even children's books. You name it, Audible has it. With 85,000 titles to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect audiobook for yourself or to give as a gift, and it's absolutely free. Just point your browser to audibletrial.com/CFRN. That's audibletrial.com/CFRN. And become a part of the audiobook revolution by downloading your free audiobook today. audibletrial.com/CFRN.
Hey, trader, want to get rich quick? Well, good luck with that. If, on the other hand, you actually want to learn how to trade, the place to be is www.cfrn.net. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern for our daily devotional, and then spend the next 3 hours learning how it's done from professional traders who actually trade for a living. That's www.cfrn.net. Every trading day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length where we discuss all things E-Mini along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro, and even T-bills. Joining us today from our studios in Boston, Mr. Michael Bork. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. And from our studios in Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. David Williams. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Tuesday, 8th day of January, 2013. The Dow is down 67 points, the S&P down 7, comp off by 16, crude down 14 cents a barrel, and the only bright spot on my screen is gold, which is up $10.70 as I speak. Well, headlines. I got none. I'm serious. I scanned, I looked, and, you know, there was stuff, but there, I couldn't find anything worth talking about, just to be quite honest with you. There is an asteroid that's going to come pretty close. You may have heard about it. It's called 2012 DA14. And, according to astronomers, it will pass very close to Earth on February the 15th. Astronomers estimate that when it's closest to us, it will be within the orbit of the moon, which is about 240,000 miles away, and within the orbits of geosynchronous satellites about 26,000 miles up. This asteroid, 2012 DA14, will come, according to their calculations, within 21,000 miles of our little blue marble. It will not strike Earth, if they've done their math right. astronomers' calculations of asteroids' orbits can be trusted. After all, even decades ago, they knew enough about calculating orbits to send people to the moon and bring them safely back. And today, we are able to place our space vehicles in orbit around objects as small as asteroids. So, no, 2012 DA14 won't strike us in 2013. There was a remote possibility it might strike us in 2020, but now that possibility has been ruled out. So there you go. Again, I dug for some headlines. AT&T, they had their best quarter ever. At the end of 2012, they sold more smartphones than ever before, about 10 million. Now, that was divided between the iPhone and the Androids, and I don't know what the breakdown was per machine, but they sold a lot of them. You know, it's kind of interesting when you see someone on a cell phone these days that isn't a smartphone. Somebody flips open their old-style... And, you know, those phones were really cool, those little flip phones when they... Well, we all remember the first cell phone. They were big and bulky and in a box. And then they got, you know, small enough to fit in your pocket, well, maybe your jacket pocket. And then they got small. And then you could flip them open. Like one of those communicators on Star Trek. I'm not a Trekkie, but I think that's what it was called, a communicator. You just flipped it open. That's sort of a secret agent flair, just flip it open. That was cool. I had one of those. I kept the same phone for a lot of years. And it was apparently a good phone because it never broke. And when I dropped it, because it closed, right? The thing closed and it covered the screen. So when I dropped it, it didn't break. Nothing happened to it. So, phones were large, and then they began to get small, and smaller was better. And the smaller you could make a phone, the better that phone was, until they got all the way down to little bitty, tiny phones. Little tiny phones. And now, with the, I think it's the Galaxy Tab, I'm not sure what the name of it is, but now the cool thing in phones is that they're starting to go back to get big again, to give you more screen so you can read better and watch movies and play games and do all sorts of things. They're calling them phablets, as in phone, PH, and tablet, phablets. So we started with the big phone, got down to the small phone, now we're working our way back up to the big phone again. With the big screen. They say that the iPhone, they're going to come out with a mini and a larger version so that you can truly have your pick. You know, whatever it is you want, whatever screen size suits you best, you can have it. So that's it. Asteroids and telephones. All the news I got. The other big news was we had technical difficulties in the live trading room this morning. We don't know if that was caused by the asteroid or the changing size of cell phones. It's still up in the air. We are working towards a resolution, but we got it working, and I hear Michael there. So, Michael, good afternoon.
Yes, I am back. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
And if you want to go ahead and just get going with that recap, we can do that. Or let me just point out on the screen real quick. This is okay. The S&P 500 E-mini futures. This is an hourly chart, as it always is when I bring it up each day. Now, if you can't see the charts, go to the homepage of CFRN.net. On the right-hand side of the page, red, white, and blue button says click here, do that. Follow the instructions on the next page where it says watch live now. Fill that out. You only have to do that once a week, and or actually once every 2 weeks, but we're into the second week phase. So you'll be good through Friday if you do that today, and then again next Monday you'll do it. So that's how you see the charts. Here's the Sunday night open. Our initial tweet out on Sunday night was to consider being short below 1458 and a quarter. Then I realized that the email had not gone out to the partners. So then I had to make a mad dash to send out an email, and by that time I had to call at 1455, which worked out just fine. That lined up perfectly, and from 55, we came down to test the weekly trading zone at 1451. We made a nice bounce, but we put in a slightly lower high. On this bounce up, you can see that the high of this candle was 1457.75. It put us one tick shy of 1458 at the weekly trading zone. I then sent out an email last night to the partners. It said, consider being short below 1454. 1454 was right here. So, if you got short at 54, that gave you a 3-point move back down to the zone at 51. And then that same question that always comes up is, you know, if an area is good once, is it good again? And in almost every instance, I end up saying yes. How many times have you heard me say no? Maybe I just don't bring it up when it's not, but I think it usually is. So that initial number that we came down through 55, as we came down through it again and again, so whether you're measuring it from 55 or 54, it's either a 3 or a 4-point move each time. Now, last night it did say also that to consider being short below 54, and then it said to consider adding if we got below 48. Now, we got below 48, we made it down to 46. But now we've put in a bounce, and we're back up testing this weekly trading zone at 50.51. Now, here's the thing. We moved through that in one hourly candle. And any time we see that kind of a move, we expect the market to come back and do some consolidating. Okay? We had no consolidation in this area. We just kind of moved right through it. So that's what we're sitting here watching and waiting to see if and how long we'll consolidate there and see if we get the continuation of the move on the downside. If you go out to the blog, you can take a look at this daily chart, which I've posted. And you can see what we're looking for there to see if this top here is going to hold. And I also put up that chart of the S&P, the one going back all the way to the top in 2000, 2007. And now, oh, looks like the end of that got chopped off. Oh, I'm going to have to try to repost that. Okay. All right, but you know what? I put the source of that chart right here, so if you click that, it'll just take you straight over to the chart that I used, which is right here. So do that, and you'll be good to go. Okay, yeah, there it is. All right, Michael, it's all yours.
All right. Let me grab the charts. Well, I still can. Here we go. All right, everyone should be looking at my chart. Excellent. All right, let me get the recording going here. Everyone ready? Let's see. I'll tell you in just a minute there, Frank. All right, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Today is January 8th, 2013. This is CFRN. I am going to go over the results first. In the live trading room this morning, we started off a little bit late because I had a technical difficulty. Everything was working right up until 2 minutes before the open, and then something went wrong. And I didn't actually get in there and get started trading until about 10 o'clock. So I missed a half an hour of great trading this morning. The results, the NQ, were plus 8 ticks on the NQ. Gold, we were actually break even on the gold. We were minus 8 ticks, but I went a little extra because, a little beyond 11:30, because I got in, started a half an hour late. So we got back to break even on the gold. The Russell, we were plus a tick on the Russell. The soybeans, we were plus a tick on the soybeans. The crude oil, we were plus 3 ticks on the crude. So we had an up day. Though it was a late start, and I missed a bunch of stuff in the morning, unfortunately. Now, if you have not taken a free trial with us, go to www.cfrn.net/apply, sign up for the free trial. In the free trial, all we ask for is your name and your email address. We do not ask for any credit card information or anything like that. While you're on the free trial, you get 5 days in our live trading room. You'll also get an email will be sent to you with information to... Hang on, I'm trying to update this file here. With information required to download the charting platform, to install our indicators, and then if you email me at support@cfrn.net, I will send you off information that you need to get 2250 to get started, to get your layout looking exactly like mine. Let's see, on the morning session, the total profit on the morning session was only $92.50 a contract. But that is pretty darn close to the 2 points that we say that you should be striving for. All right, it was only $7.50 away from that 2 points. So far on the year, in the 5 days that we've been trading, we're up $942.50 in the live trading room per contract. All right. Let's see. Let me go over the trades. All right, I'll start off with the crude oil all the way over to the left, the way that I have been. All right. Again, if you haven't taken the free trial with us, go to www.cfrn.net/apply and sign up for the free trial. Now, you see all this movement in here in the first half an hour. I missed all this. There was a lot of opportunity in here. There was one right here, a shorting opportunity in here. Let me explain the setup to you. All right, I'll start right from there. What we look for is the MA1, which is this blue and red line right here. We look for that to cross down below the green line, which is the BBC. BBC stands for bull bear cross. When it crosses down, we're thinking short trades. All right, we're anticipating price is going to pull back up, test the BBC, and give us a down close. When it does that with bearish divergence, then we would take that trade right there. No, Alan, it's before commission. We would take that trade right there. Okay, it's excluding commissions. But if there is so much momentum in the market that it doesn't pull all the way back up to the BBC, okay, that it doesn't pull all the way back up to the BBC, and we have some good divergence down here, then there's still a good chance that, you know, the price is going to continue in the direction of the trend. So you wait for a close down below that trend line. You look down here and you see how much room you have for price to run, for price to bring this green line down into the cycle. Here you can see there wasn't much room and it didn't go very far. Over here we tested the BBC and we had a down close. You could have shorted that, but we had a little bit of blue right there on the cycle, so you would have wanted to wait and be conservative for the close down below the trend line right here. All right, there's a little bit of an echo in here. Give me just a second. I will take care of that. Oh, I think it just took care of itself. I think. all right, so what we would have done over here, had I been there, is look to short right here on the down close below the trend line. All right, that drop down here. Another opportunity right here, close down below the trend line for the drop down there. Another opportunity in here, if I were drawing a trend line up, the down close would have been... Well, let's draw the trend line. I was eyeballing it, but we'll draw the trend line. The down close would have been right here. Okay, this one over here. This would have been a close at the trend line. You could have done that one too, but this one right here probably would have been the one to go for. And it did it again. And this was all on crude oil, and this was all in the first half an hour that I missed, unfortunately. All right, there are all these trading opportunities. Now let's go beyond that to where I did actually start trading. In here we had a pullback up and a test of the BBC. The down close below the trend line was right in here. Okay, it was right in here. And I did short that. I ended up taking a break even on the trade. I'm not sure why I ended up taking a break even on the trade, but I did. I think it dropped down here and I moved my stop to break even. And it came back up and got me out of break even. Blue on the cycle. Is it because I took a down close trade because of the blue on the cycle? Okay. Thanks, Frank. Because I made a mistake on the trade, so I got out of the trade. Over here, nothing. We didn't get the down close until it was too late. Over here, we had nothing. Over here, we had an up close. The up close, the entry should have been right here on the up close right here. I actually entered in there and took a little bit of profit on it. I think that was on the crude oil. That's where I got my 3 ticks profit, I think. There were some more opportunities in here. You can see in there and there and there. But that brings us into the break. That said, we don't have anything right here. There's no support from the slingshot over here giving us any indication where the market's going to go. All right. That was crude oil. On the Russell, we took one trade on the Russell this morning. Let's see. From the open, it was pretty choppy right here as it was bouncing off the bottom of this weekly trading zone. Then it decided to start moving down, and there were some opportunities in here. This was while I was still attempting to recover from my... this is where the trend line ended up being. While I was still recovering from my technical difficulties, the shorting opportunity would have been right there below that trend line. Okay, now the reason I ended up drawing it like this is because the initial trend line, which would have been going up like that, had this bar right here put a wick down below it. All right, so then you got to draw across the bottom of that one. Then you don't get any closes down below that trend line. You get a wick down below it again. So then you got to draw across the wick. That's how we end up where we are. All right, then you look for a close below that trend line. That's what happened right in here. You take the opportunity there to short, and it happened again over here. Now on this one, you can draw it up like that because this one hit the BBC. As soon as it hits the BBC, you stop moving your trend line. You look for a close down below the trend line. That was right in here. All right. Over here, you would look for this close right here. And that was all before I started trading. Once I did finally start trading, I took a short over here, and I took one tick profit here, okay, on the short trade. It did end up moving down. I was looking for it to get down to the weekly trading zone, which is down below right here. At 868, it came within a tick of hitting that, and that was it. Right now, we have a little bit of bullish divergence just starting to develop, but we don't have any trade there yet, okay? That was the Russell. Now, on the gold. Let's see, I took a couple of trades on gold. Four trades on gold. There were a bunch. I won't go over the morning session. I'll just go over... I won't go over the part that I missed in here this first half an hour. There were a bunch of shorting opportunities in there where you could have taken some profit. Right here where I think I started paying attention right in here, there was a long opportunity there, there, and there. There was nothing here on the short side. Then right in here is where I started. It was right around 10:15. There was a short opportunity there. There was another one right in here. I took this one over here, and I ended up taking a break even on it. I missed one right in here. There was nothing to help us with the slingshot. I think that's probably why I just let that go. Over here, once we finally got divergence again, I did take the trade over here. Though I messed this trade up, I got into it too late. The actual entry spot should have been here at 54.2, and I ended up getting in twice. I got in at 54, and I got in at 54.2 or something like that, but I got out of the trade right here at break-even when I realized I was all messed up in the trade and my entries were not proper. I got out of the trade. The spot to enter it was right over here at 54.2, and it dropped quickly from 54.2 down to 53.2 for a 10-tick move. I should have taken my order off, but I didn't get it off fast enough, and then it filled me, and then it slipped me, and there were a whole bunch of things going wrong there. But so I got out right away. When I realized I was in the trade incorrectly, I got out right away at break-even. All right, the thing did end up going down, which is good, but I was out of the trade. Over here, we had a bullish cross, pullback test to the BBC with an up close. It was an opportunity to get long right in there. There was another one right in here where it closed up above the trend line. I believe I did not get long right here on the up close. I should have gotten long right there on the up close, but I missed it, and I waited for the close up above the trend line. And that ended up stopping me out right away. Okay, after it stopped me out, the price did move up eventually. There was an opportunity to enter it again right over here. Nothing here on the short side, and right at the close, I did enter over here again. I got long on the up close with the bullish divergence, and I got my 8 ticks back that I lost over here. So I had 2 break-even trades, a loss and a win on the gold, and I missed a whole bunch of good trades. All right, what I want everybody to take away from this is I'm doing the same exact thing on all these markets I'm showing you right here. I'm doing the same exact trade setup. Okay, I'm using the same set of indicators. I'm placing the same exact trade setup. I'm looking for the same exact things. It's on the same time frame. It's just a different market. I don't anticipate that everyone would be able to do that, would be able to trade all these markets. I expect that you would want to focus on one market, nail that market down, start making some money with that market, and stick to that market. If you were doing that, you wouldn't be missing all these trades that I'm missing. Okay? All those ones in the beginning where I had technical difficulties, you guys should have been trading and taking profit. That's, you know, it's just the way it is. Sometimes I have technical difficulties. Happens about once or twice a year, it seems like. All right. Now, let's see over here. I'm not going to go over all the stuff. This is the NQ. There was a bunch of things pre-market. Well, not pre-market. There was a bunch of things in the first half an hour. You can see I had drawn these lines in here where you would have been shorting, going long. That one wouldn't have worked out. But those would have. That one would have. And then in here where I finally did trade, I got short in here and I took profit down here. I took 8 ticks profit on that. I had left an order on in there. And I got triggered in again, so I ended up with 9 ticks profit when I got out of the thing. But I'm only counting 8. As far as the live trading room results go, I'm only counting 8. There was some more opportunity in here. The same exact thing again, pulling back up, testing the BBC, gives a down close below the trend line because there's a little bit of blue on the cycle. You take the trade. Again over here, up close. This one went just a little bit before it pulled back. Depending on what your risk was, you may not have stayed in that. 04 down to 0275. You definitely should have stayed in that and gotten profit out of it if you would have taken the trade. All right. That was the NQ. Now the soybeans. Oh, I missed all this movement on the soybeans. Darn it. Okay, the soybeans. We were waiting for the soybeans to open up and waiting. And then finally, they did open up right in here at 10:30. And I was looking for the down close below this trend line I had drawn on here. We did get the down close. I shorted there, and it gave me about 4 or 5 ticks profit. I moved my stop to plus 1 tick. It came back, stopped me out of plus 1 tick, and then it moved up. Over here, the soybeans, again, same exact thing, guys. Look for the close above the trend line. Right there. There's even bullish divergence, so you could have ended right off the BBC. I believe I might have even said that in the live trading room this morning, but I wasn't watching it close enough. Then it was, you know, it got pretty choppy in here, and the live trading room closed. And there was some more opportunity right in here. Okay. There was some more opportunity right in here. Right there was some. And right over here was some. And right over here, right now, is some. Okay. All that on the soybeans. All right. That was the morning on the soybeans. So now I've done the ES. I haven't done the ES. I've done working my way over this one, and this one. Now let me jump on the ES. There was one thing I wanted to show here on the 10,000 contract on the ES before we jump down to the 4 tick range. We had a pierce of the envelope right here by a green trend strength line. That suggested a 5 to 6 point move down. Price at the time was at 1452, suggesting it was going to move down to 1446 or 1447. It nailed 1446 right here. Okay? That's what it suggested to us over here at 953. So, knowing that, on the 4 tick range, there was an opportunity to short right here. It was going right into the weekly trading zone, so I obviously suggested not trading it. We did have bearish divergence. We didn't get a test of the BBC, but we had the trend line in there and a close down below the trend line. All right. After it got through the weekly trading zone, there was another one right here. Same thing. Had some bearish divergence, got to close below the trend line. There it was. Another one right over here. Now, this one obviously gave more points, went from 1449 down to 1446. This one only gave about a point from 47 and a quarter down to 46. Right now it's going back up right into the weekly trading zone, so we're not going to take long trades into the zone. Okay, that's just a rule for me. Looking at the YM, there were a couple of spots in here where I said, right in here, I said a down close on this bar should get down to the swing low right here. And it did. And then it got really choppy in here. I wasn't really paying attention to it, but at the time when it was choppy in here, everything else was even more choppy. And the YM was the only one that actually gave a signal that could have been traded. On the down close below the trend line with the divergence, the bearish divergence worked out pretty well over and over again over there. Okay. Right now, well, recently, we had this. Right, there's the trend line. There's bullish divergence. You could have just taken the up close off the BBC with the bullish divergence. I don't like to trade the indexes in the direction of the weekly trading zone when the ES is right up against the zone like this. No, like I wouldn't want to go short on any of the indexes. That means the Russell, the NQ, any of the stock indexes. That means the Russell, the NQ, the ES, or the YM. All right, I wouldn't want to go long is what I mean. Did I say short? I meant long. Anyway, that was the YM. Now, I didn't trade any natural gas this morning, but there were some opportunities on natural gas. I know that because one of our partners traded natural gas and made money. I haven't looked at it yet, so I'm just looking for the opportunities in here. Well, there's not really all that much between here and here. But let's just take a look. Here's the low. So drawing up the lows, it would have gone there. Not a down close below it, so then you're drawing there. Then there was nothing there. So we'll take the high. Okay, drawing down the highs, there's nothing there. Then we'll take the low again. Drawing up the lows, looking for the down close. There was a down close right here, that would have stopped you out. Nothing over here. Let's see. Yeah, that would have definitely stopped you out. There's nothing over there, and then right in here. That would have been the trend line over there. So you would have made the money back right there. All right. Looking... Oh, I missed a section over here. All right. So these would have been the trades on the natural gas this morning. One there. One there. And one over there. Where it is right now, the natural gas, this would have been the trend line. And that down close right there would have been your entry. Okay. All right. That is it. We're going to wrap it up. Let's see. We are... boy... We're going to wrap up the live trading room, but the recap of the live trading room right now. We ended the morning session. Again, I'll go through it all. We ended the morning session plus 3 on crude, plus 1 on beans, plus 1 on the Russell. We're flat on gold and plus 8 ticks on the NQ. All right. That's it. So far on the year, on the 5 trading days, we're plus $942.50 per contract, excluding commissions. All right. That's it. I'm going to wrap up the recording. There. Done.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Michael.
All right.
And, guys, we're going to push right on. We're going to head out to Las Vegas, Nevada, talk to Mr. David Williams from PageTrader.com. Today's Tuesday, and typically on Tuesdays, Robin is not with us, but I see that she is with us today, it appears. So don't go away. Don't touch your radio dial. However, as we pause for station identification, that would be a great time to go take advantage of our free trial. Just go to cfrn.net/apply. We don't need a credit card. Don't need your mother's maiden name or the street you grew up on. Just a name and an email address. You'll spend 5 days in our live e-mini trading room. You'll download our platform, and you'll use our indicators. That's right. We actually let you use the indicators for 5 full days. So that at the end of your free trial, you're able to make an informed decision as to whether or not, a well-informed decision, as to whether or not becoming a CFRN partner is what's right for you. So check it out, cfrn.net/apply. And if you're already on a free trial and your free trial is about to expire, check your inbox. You should have an email from Michael. If you don't see that email and you need more information about becoming a partner, then send an email yourself, initiate it, to support@cfrn.net. One more time, support@cfrn.net. Any questions you have about anything we do here on the radio program or in the live trading room, that one email address will usually, you know, if it doesn't get to the right person, it can get routed to the right person. So support@cfrn.net. Don't go away. We'll be right back with David Williams from PageTrader.com and Miss Robin Dane, the trading coach.
You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310, and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Dwayne.
Hey, David. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's a great day in Las Vegas.
You bet it is.
And good morning, Michael and everyone.
Good morning, David and Robin.
Yes, good morning, Michael and Dwayne. And David.
Oh, thanks. Okay, how are you, Robin? How's everything?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a good day here in Las Vegas. We are sunny side on this side of town. I don't know what's happening over there, but on this side, we got lots of sun here.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I wanted to mention that today we're a little bit cutting short because we have some things that we know are going to be delivered to the office, and it's going to be difficult with all that commotion going on for me to be on the radio. So I just wanted to let people know that if we do cut it short today, we should be back to our normal, frame tomorrow.
No problem.
Yeah. So, Dwayne, anything interesting news-wise? What do we have going on
out
there?
Absolutely nothing going on in the world of news. I scanned all the headlines, and I found nothing other than there's an asteroid coming pretty close to Earth, 21,000 miles. On February the 15th. Other than that, I got nothing.
Yeah, 21,000 miles in that scale is probably pretty close, but that's a nice little chunk of distance, kind of a safe distance. I heard about one. This
closer,
may not be the same.
That's closer than some GPS satellites.
Oh, okay. I heard about one, and I really don't know which name it is, but it's going to pass us at some point in 2030 or plus a few years, but we are at its edge of its orbit. So it's, you know, the elliptical orbit, it's going to come back. And so it might not hit us the first time, but depending on how the gravity affects it when it goes past us and returns in 7 years, it could hit us. So that's interesting. And, you know, the Earth has got pockmarks all over it from previous hits with asteroids. It's mm-hmm. a very interesting problem, you know, to mm-hmm. deal with.
Who looks? So, who watches that? Who's like the person in charge of making sure we don't get hit?
Hopefully not the same person that's in charge of making sure we don't spend ourselves into oblivion.
Well, exactly.
I would hope that would be the case.
Exactly.
Anyway, if you'd like to, Dwayne, let me get into the markets real quick here. We may have a few things that we can talk about, but it is relatively quiet today again, and over the last 2 days, Monday and Tuesday,
Well, of course, today is Tuesday. We've been in our Messenger Pro product forecasting that the January 3rd reflected wave top would want to go down first and foremost and test 1347 or 1447. And today they got down there and did that, and they're reacting off of that level. This is a place, first spot for the market, off of a high like that. And this is just another ordinary kind of reaction. Even if we do break that to go lower, this is just another ordinary reaction in the larger uptrend that we've talked about. And although we're not forecasting, the fact is we do think the market is likely to touch up into the 1500s before this rally is over. So we're keeping that in the back of our mind while these turns and other things occur in the market. You know, these are normal day-to-day market turning points that certainly can be traded. We do have a webinar today at 15 minutes after the market closes. For people who might want to learn more about Reflected Wave, they can go to our site, pagetrader.com, and click on the link. And 15 minutes after the market, the S&P closes, we'll have a webinar and show you some of the various things that we're able to do, or you would be able to do, utilizing Reflected Wave. It certainly called this last top, which technically came one day late on January 4th, and then the decline started. So it should be interesting for those of you who have an interest in that kind of information. It certainly is something that we've been able to use in putting trades together. And anything that you can add to your arsenal that isn't just a repeat of something else you already have, something that really stands on its own, is a very powerful addition. Sometimes people, you know, we've talked about this before on the program, there are times when you might believe that you're using more than one indicator or maybe more than one type of indicator to get information, but often, especially for people that are new to the markets, you're actually just getting two confirmations from one source. And that isn't nearly as good as getting two confirmations from different sources. So just keep that in mind and just remember that that's a very common kind of mistake that people run into, because we do like to see and we want to see confirmation, but we want confirmation from something that's not, as an example, the same basic indication spun out in a different way. We want something that's completely different, so that we really do have two independent things telling us of a impending move. So keep that in mind. That's something that we've all covered on the radio program before. So with regard to this 1447, that's the first place that the market would go to on the downside. And then we should have a bounce off of that. If we do break that and close below 45, as an example, just to be sure, it's likely we're going to see somewhat substantially lower prices into next week. So we do want to keep an eye on that, and we'll talk about that as this week continues on. So that's basically everything we have. It's a super quiet day. We did have the down move, but roughly speaking, this is kind of a holiday market. You know, they make the one move, and then they wait around. They may have one more move later in the session. So... anything you want to add to that, Dwayne?
Well, David.
Okay. Well, we'll just consider that a
No.
And we'll move on to...
No, you won't.
You want to do something?
No, I was just going to say we had... we sent a notification out to the partners last night to, again, consider getting short below 54. So there were two opportunities coming down through 54 down to this weekly zone at 51.52. But then we went a step further, something we don't normally do, and we said, if you do take that position, then you might consider adding to that position at 48. And so if someone did that, they got an extra 2 points down to 46, and then it came back up to test this zone, which would be reasonable with what we normally see, and now it looks like we've got the continuation of the down move going. And I, what number was it that you just mentioned that was important for you on the downside?
Yeah, on Monday we had forecast that the top from the January 3rd top would decline to 1447 as the initial target. That's the place that it wanted to go.
Okay.
So we've reached that, and we'll see how they handle it here. But the only thing is when the market's this quiet, as you know, putting a position on can be a very slow boat to either happy land or sad land. And I would rather pick up the speed a little bit to either one of those lands. Yeah, the trend is down. I normally would expect a bounce off of 47. I think you probably would as well. And we'll see how they handle this a little bit later today. So, but yeah, the way we're moving right now, it could literally take hours to move 2 points. So, anyway,
you
know, so
if we go back down through 48 again, then the potential for us, we could see another 7, 8, 9 points on the downside potential. So, however we get there, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would not be surprised for people who have shorted or sold calls or any of that based on the reflected wave turn and any other indications. I would not be surprised to see 38 or 39 in this week or next week. We're not very far from it. That's about 10 points from where we are. I would not be surprised to see that. And we'll let them show us as they continue on here. But it is really, really quiet. So let's bounce over. Let's take a look at a couple of the other important markets, which are also pretty darn quiet today.
Which one do you want to watch?
Well, gold, you know, we talked about the importance of the January 3rd and January 4th bottoms in a number of markets. Gold bottomed on January 4th. And is starting to rally. The low was 1626, and we're up at 1658. So this is normal behavior, but my belief is, at least until otherwise notified, that this is a rally in a downtrend. So keep that in mind. If you are long, I like the idea of, you know, exiting at important prices. There's any number of them up there, you know, 1675 or so. We're at 1658. If they can even get that. So just monitor this, because we consider this to be a bounce in an ongoing downtrend. But a bounce can be traded, no question about it. Okay, so let's see. We had, you know, really what we're doing is we're just following up on a bunch of the turns that we had talked about, all due around this time, January 3rd and January 4th. Let's see real quick here. A few of the other markets that were important. One was the weekly bottom due in the U.S. Treasury bond market. This was for the week of January 7th. They're starting to firm up on this. We would normally expect this market to test 147 or higher. They're at 145 now. So we think there's room on the upside here, either by selling puts, which is an options strategy, or perhaps being long. But this is probably a multi-week advance off of this bottom. So just keep that in mind. You might be in the trade for a little longer than many of us are comfortable. So we'll keep an eye on that. We talked about the euro yesterday. The euro had its bottom again on January 4th. We had forecast a bottom for the euro on the daily chart. They made a bottom at 130.05, and we said that the market would advance into tomorrow, which is today, January 8th. And should reverse. Today they made a new, not a big new high, but a slight new high. Yesterday's high was 131.28. Today they made 131.48, and then they reversed. So this is the normal behavior we would expect out of this market. There's a number of things I would have liked to have done with this, probably, but I think there's bigger stuff cooking. And I think I would say I'm going to save any new trade I take for that for the bigger stuff. So I did mention yesterday that if the week continues to close above 130.35 or so, I like that. And I would be tending to be long for somewhat substantially higher prices here. So that means dollar goes down under those conditions. So keep that in mind. We've talked about this, you know, over the last day or so, but Let's see if there's anything else I can give you. Crude oil today. Originally, we had forecast an advance from 84.65 up to 94.71. The market made a subsequent swing high. It did advance, but it got to 93.38 or something. I don't have it right in front of me, but 94.38. It came within about $300 so far of it. So before I take any short position off of this indication, the indication for a top that we have on the week of January 7th, the same way that we have an indication for a bottom in the bond market, before I take that, I'm going to let them show a little more here because this is very, very quiet behavior, this week's range and everything else for the crude. And so we know people that are already taking certain positions in this, but I think it'd be wise. We do have a roadmap out on the crude oil. So one half of the roadmap has been completed, 98.5% or whatever, by getting up to 94.31. But we're going to give it a little more time before we take advantage of the second stage of that. If you want to see what that roadmap is, you can sign up for PageTrader for Messenger Pro, and you can follow any of the roadmaps that we currently have going. Let's see if there's anything else here, Duane.
Okay.
And I'm sorry about rushing through here.
No, that's all right. No, I understand.
Just, yeah. Sometimes things, happen like this, and we just don't have the time. So I'll try to get it. We'll try to get back to normal tomorrow.
No problem.
The dollar, because of the euro being down, because these two markets run pretty tightly coupled together, you can't base everything on that, but this market does do that. They're up today with after having declined over the last couple of days in response to the same thing that happened, and we talked about this, that once the fourth bottom was in on the euro, the dollar would, of course, top out and go down as well. So we've seen that action. Let's see. Cocoa, we don't have a lot to add to. Cocoa is attempting. This is a market I know a lot of you don't trade, so don't worry about it. But under normal conditions, cocoa wants to go to 22.95, and this week it's gotten as high as 22.76. I've mentioned that people could take
here,
from last week's. I'm sorry?
Look at that hourly candle right there.
Yeah, no, it's big. I know. Look at that.
I'll switch it daily. That puts it a little more in perspective.
Yeah, they sold them off real pretty. But from last week, we've been talking about the looking for long positions for the potential of a test of 22.95. at or near 22.95. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this. You do, of course, always want to use stops, and you don't want to use mental stops because mental is dental. So whatever that means. But it should mean something. Let me just flip through a few of the other ones here that might be of interest.
Question if you got anything on corn today.
Let's see here. I just going through them, we did have the natural gas bottom as well, which we talked about for a January 3rd bottom that came in one day early. And natural gas is attempting higher, but it's probably still a downtrend in the bigger picture. Corn, we've talked about for several weeks that the corn market would want to go down and touch $6.76, and yesterday they got down to $6.78. That for us, that's a pretty important completion. It took an awfully long time for them to get down there. The on-time date for them was last week, so they're a little bit off in time. But the fact is that they did roughly complete it within 2 cents. So I'm hoping to see corn open up a little bit and start acting more normal. That would be nice. Let's see. So, Robin, your soda kind of going down over the last couple of days, along with the overall market.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Not unusual.
And what is the date of the Super Bowl? February something, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because you said that they were going to have a commercial on there. So, this could be a good opportunity on this little pullback. I just sent over a link to Duane on Alpha, on Seeking Alpha, has a nice little article on them saying that they grew 50% last year, reporting $224 million in revenue, and they're expected to jump to $501 million, or 18% growth in 2013. And the reason, and Motley Fool went behind it too a while back, and it's one of the reasons for that is their expansion into Russia, Chile, and Singapore through partnerships. So, I still like it. I think this is just a normal pullback. It's had quite a move up, broke through a bunch of resistance points, and this is normal.
So we had this little gap right here.
And the little gap there. Sure, there you go.
It may have. Looks like, if it didn't close, really close. So
yeah, it's real close.
Yeah. Now, this is a bearish engulfing candle pattern up here. So, that could send it down for a few days. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, that's on the daily chart. All right. Anything else you want to look at, Dave?
Okay, let's take a look here. So we have soda. Let me just flip around here a little bit.
Apple's
I think,
still
honestly, that may be it for today. Pretty quiet, some movement, but I think the biggest thing we have is the S&P's completion of 47. We think that's important, and we may be able to do something with that in a little bit here. But like I said, unfortunately, we have stuff that's going to happen in the office today that's going to make it difficult. So if you have any questions about it, though, you're more than welcome to give us a call. We can't give out individual trading advice, but we can certainly clarify whatever our position is with regard to these markets.
So, February 3rd is Super Bowl Day.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, Robin, are you going to throw us a little...
party?
A little something here? No, not a little party, but a little quote.
Oh, a quote. Well, you're getting off. It doesn't mean I have to get off.
That's true. You don't have to, but you do have to give the quote to me.
Oh, I do have to give the quote to you.
You don't have to.
Okay. How about something on taking risks? How's that?
Sure.
Okay, let me see here. I'll give you a short one. Fortune favors the brave.
Okay.
Terrence. Why not go out on the limb? Isn't that where the fruit is?
That's good.
Frank Scully. Love like chicken salad or restaurant hash must be taken with blind faith or it loses its flavor.
Oh. Well, those are very sweet.
All right.
Here's one more. The men who have... done big things are those who are not afraid to attempt big things, who are not afraid to risk failure in order to gain success. And that's B.C. Forbes.
There you are. Well, very good. Well, Robin, okay. I hope you and Dwayne and Michael and everyone else, all the listeners, have a wonderful afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow, almost certainly under our normal schedule, so I look forward to that. And we'll just chat it up tomorrow real good.
All right, David.
Have a great day,
Sounds
David.
Sounds good. Yeah,
you can
hang around for a minute if you want to, Rob.
I'm staying.
Okay.
Thank you very much, you guys. I'll see you in the morning.
I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you.
For those of you that missed the Coach's Corner on Friday, we talked about focus. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's out on the blog. You guys can go and check that out. Now, in the 80s, we all learned the importance of focus from Mr. Miyagi. He had a very unusual method for teaching Daniel-san, from wax on to wax off to standing in the ocean to the bonsai tree. Close eye, trust, concentrate. Think only tree. Make a perfect picture down to last pine needle. Wipe your mind clean. Everything but tree. Nothing exists. Whole world. Only tree. You got it? Open eye. Remember picture? And Daniel says, yeah. Mr. Miyagi says, make correct picture. Can we apply that to our E-mini futures trading? I think we can. And I just threw this in because it's so cool.
Yeah.
Try that sometime. I have a hard time eating with chopsticks, much less catching a fly.
Fly.
But Daniel-san, he nails it. And Mr. Miyagi, well, I don't want to spoil it for those who may not have seen it. Spend 1 minute and 11 seconds watching this, and it'll brighten your day. So, Robin, what are we going to talk about this Friday?
I knew you were going to ask me that question, and I'm working on the answer to it. So give me a second here, because I'm going to look at my list. And we'll come up with something. Is there any special requests from the audience?
Is there any special request
from anybody out there on a topic that, or a challenge they may be having in their trading that they'd like to have discussed to get a couple solutions? We can go that route too while we're here. And in the meantime, let me see. Let's talk about overwhelm.
Overwhelm, okay.
Yeah.
And what exactly do you mean by that?
Define and how to manage overwhelm. How to manage overwhelm. Because that seems to be something that comes up quite a bit for people who are new and are getting all this new information, and they don't know where to look, they don't know where to go, they don't know what markets to choose, they... picking brokers, and you know, they've just got all this plethora of stuff to go through, and they have a tendency to go into overwhelm, and they don't make progress by going into overwhelm. So how about that?
That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good. I like that.
Yeah.
Anything
else? If you're new to the room and you haven't checked out Michael's and Dwayne's course, you should make sure that when you go in and sign up, make sure you take advantage of every single day. Don't miss a day. So make sure you plan to go in there and be there all 5 days, because it's very important to get as much information as possible to make any kind of decision. And they're so good at defining the detail and answering questions that you can really get a good feel for and have enough data to make an intelligent decision, versus you jump in for one day and then you jump to another room and to another room to another room. Don't do that. You know, even if you're going to other rooms, make sure you spend some time, or at least they give you some time. I don't know how many places give that much time to notice what's going on in there. And I think you can make a very good decision that way by providing focus into a particular area and understanding what they're saying. And feel free to ask tons of questions, because they love the questions.
We do. We enjoy the questions, because that tells us that you're participating, that you have a true interest in learning how to trade E-mini futures. And as Robin said, it's important to show up the entire 5 days, because about the, you know, third or fourth day, the clouds start to part, the confusion kind of settles down, and you start going, oh, okay, I think I get it. Wait a minute, they're just doing the same thing over and over, and then the clouds really do start to part. But it's, if you show up every day for 5 days, I mean, at the end of the week, it's still only 10 hours, but we believe that 10 hours is sufficient for you to determine if this is something that's going to be beneficial for you before you have to spend any money. And not only are you able to come in during those 10 hours, 2 hours a day for 5 trading days, it doesn't matter what day of the week you start on. If you start on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday, you still get 5 full days in the live trading room. But we also want you to download the platform, which is what you see right here on my screen. The DT Pro platform. And you might go, well, you know, I already have a platform. I use this or I use that. Our indicators are created specifically for the DT Pro platform. Now, we could have chosen any number of brokers. There's plenty to choose from, and any number of platforms to code our indicators specifically for. We chose DT Pro for a lot of reasons. The major reasons are Bert and Leslie, because there's no better support, service, and depth of knowledge anywhere in the industry. When you, as a trader, need help from your broker, good luck, okay? Unless you're with Daniel's Trading, and then when you call 866-928-3310, you won't get shipped off to a phone room somewhere in, you know, another country. You'll actually speak to Bert or Leslie. They'll come on the phone. They'll know who you are. They'll know your history. They'll know about your account. They'll know how long you've been trading. And they'll be able to, now see, they are licensed to give you individualized advice. And they can advise you not just from a broker standpoint, but from a trader standpoint, because they themselves trade the markets each and every day. And that right there is just, it's huge to be able to call your broker and speak to a trader. I'll say that again. You call your broker and you end up speaking to a fellow trader. But it's a fellow trader who has sat in the broker's chair for a number of years. They've seen a lot of folks come and go. They've seen great successes. They've seen failures. Okay. They know what works, what doesn't. Who better to have in your corner? And so once we developed a relationship with Bert and Leslie and really started to become aware of just the incredible level of customer support that they provide, that's when we said, okay, that's it, we're done. No more moving around, no more of this nomadic lifestyle. We're putting down roots right here, right now. And so we coded our indicators for the DT Pro platform, and we said, we're not moving again. We're just going to stay here. Now, the great thing about Daniel's Trading is once you become a client of theirs, you don't pay for data. You don't pay for charts. They pick up the tab. Now, charts and data aren't free. Technology is not free. Somebody's got to pay for that. Here's the thing. They make an investment in your success. They pay for the charts. They pay for the data. All you have to do now is focus on the all-important learn how to trade, okay? So it's a nice package, and it all starts when, as Robin said, you take the free trial, you actually show up for 5 full days, you download the platform, you turn on the indicators, and have at it.
Yeah, and the thing, your 5 days is 5 trading days. So if you start Wednesday, you go through till next Tuesday. So it's not, you know, week to week. So you can jump in at any time. Doesn't make a difference.
That's right.
And, you know, I'd like to add something on Bert and Leslie also. I was fortunate enough to be able to meet with them last year, and I was so impressed with, and I've been in many, many trading offices and brokerage firms and whatever, and I was so impressed with the way, you know, Bert handled his desk. I mean, he was on the move all the time. Leslie was out that day. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to meet her personally, which I was hoping to do. And Bert was just, he was on fire. I mean, I just couldn't believe how he was just going and going and going. He had, you know, and he, most men can't multitask, I gotta tell you. Most men are known for not being able to multitask, but Bert is one of those special individuals that he can multitask and keep everything in place, watches watches all the screens at the same time so that when people call, you know, he's able to give them very accurate and good information. And it was just, it was mind-boggling because he was very impressive. So you really do get very good care. And I don't just say that. I don't give compliments out to just anybody because I've been in the business a long time. I've seen a lot of not so professional, not so terrific people. And when I see somebody that's really exceptional, you know, I have to say something because it just saves the time for you to look for somebody else, because there's so many out there going to try to snow you and get you hooked in there. And, you know, how do you know? And then you switch everything to one place, and then you find out when you make a phone call, nobody answers your call. So, you know, you really can rely on Bert and Leslie to support you in a way that's really very, very, very high, especially on top of my list. I mean, it's just a very high. So it's a great place. I mean, it's a great place. And, you know, he's right down there by the exchange. He's friends with Ben, who comes on the show every once in a while. And they're just a bunch of great guys. And you'll be very pleased if you decided to go that route.
I agree, 100%. And they're always a phone call away. Whatever the issue is, yeah, whatever the concern, toll free, 866-928-3310.
Hmm. 866-928-3310. And it looks like there's some breaking news out there. Some Japan Airlines unload the Logan Field spilling jet fuel, and just prior to takeoff, and they return to the gate, and they're trying to get it under control at Logan.
Did it catch fire, or is it just leaking?
I'm waiting for the picture. It looked like it wasn't on fire, but the fuel was spilling all over the place, so they're trying to contain it. Said some kind of mechanical problem. They're going to walk away placing an order. They're going to... It's definitely not on fire, but they've got all the trucks around it, and I think it's moving towards the gate. A 787. That's not fun.
No. Any idea? Possible new problems involving 787.
Yeah. I remember to look for those when I fly.
So what they're saying is this is something that could show up in other – I mean, this is the first problem they've had, but they're saying it's a problem that could show up in other planes. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, exactly. So they're showing the airline stocks as well. So, from a coaching perspective, I'm doing some new – tools for traders that hopefully I'm going to have out in February. It's taking me a little bit longer time than I expected, but they will be very good, and I'm very excited about it. And I have been doing a lot of coaching with some real high-end traders that I've gained some additional insight into. And, you know, it's funny. You know, the challenges that traders get at the high end are exactly the same as when people are new. They're no different. In fact, it's almost like they regress because they never had the challenge in their trading career. They get to a certain level, and all of a sudden they either have a big blow up or they have a downturn where they have several years in a row that they can't seem to trade like they used to, and that works on their confidence. It works on their certainty. And they fall into the same categories as those people that are just starting out. So it's kind of interesting what I've been seeing lately in the coaching cycle. And there is a very natural progression that I take these guys through that seems to happen. There's three stages that they go through when I get them. So when I first get them, they're usually losing for quite a long time. And then the next stage is that we get them stabilized where they're not losing a ton of cash, but they're not making a ton either, but they're kind of just stabilizing, and that starts building their confidence and getting their trading back on track. And then they go to the next stage, which I call the seesaw stage. And the seesaw stage is a stage where they have a bunch of winners, they have a big loser. Have a bunch of winners, have a big loser, and they go back and forth on their profitability. So they're right in the middle of making the turn, and then phase three is that they become profitable again and they start making the money that they were making before. So there's three very interesting stages that a trader can go through, and what I'm noticing is that those that are at the and I don't mean to say lower end because you're insignificant, but that's the only way that I define high end and low end within my coaching. It has nothing to do with anything, but there's just two different segments of people that are just starting out through about 10 years of their career, and then 10 years and above. And so those that are in the lower section of 1 to 10 seem to go through that stage first and not later, and the ones that are at the higher end seem to make their profitability and then fall back into that other stage, which is kind of interesting. So be aware that, you know, if you're getting stuck, you know, coaching is a way to quickly learn some techniques, understand where things are coming from, you know, why your mind is doing what it's doing, and allows you to now gain control of those areas within your trading that maybe were not in control and that are affecting your trades, and really gain control of them. So coaching can be a really fast way of getting through your learning curve and going through and getting to profitability quicker than trying to do it on your own. Because there's this false security that happens if a trader like falls back and they're just starting out and then they have a good day. So then they go, oh, well, I'm okay now. That other stuff didn't happen and I had a really great day and, you know, I'm okay now. Well, then what happens is they go along and then they have another day where they lose again. And sometimes they lose more than they should and they get out of control and they're not okay. If you have things that are coming up, and I always refer to it as the block, and that's the thing that I'm working very diligently on in my book, is to understand what a block is. You can go to my website, and there's a little description of it, and I basically describe it as if you intelligently know what you want to do in your trade, but something else happens and you do something different, then you have a block. That means that your subconscious mind and your conscious mind are literally in a fight, and your subconscious is winning the battle. Your subconscious then turns around and on the left side there, what is a block? All the way to the left, the little black head there, what is a block?
Got it.
Yep. And so, you know, your subconscious mind is more in control of your body and your actions than your subconscious. And what the heck do I mean by that? Well, you know, I always use that reference of a candle. If you never experienced a candle before, and I said, put your hand over that candle, Dwayne, and he never experienced it before, and he puts his hand over the candle and he gets burned, and he says, ouch, in that moment got formed a neural connection from that experience. And his body felt the pain of the getting burned, and that neural connection is very strong. And then I said, you know, that's really weird. Here's 100 people that have done that before you, and that's never happened. Do it again. And so because he only had one reference, and I gave him all this other information, he trusts me. He puts his hand over the candle. He gets burned. He goes, ouch. Well, in that moment, the first neural connection gets attached to the second neural connection or second experience, and it gets stronger and more prevalent in your mind should that experience happen again. So the third time I go, Dwayne, put your hand over that candle. And Dwayne goes, what are you going to tell me, Dwayne?
I don't think so.
That's because his subconscious mind is now in control and is making the decision for him based on the two references and the neural connections that have been stored in his mind already. So it's this amazing mechanism where I call protection mode in our body that we go through. If our body knows that it's going to go into harm's way, that's information stored in our mind, in our subconscious. And naturally, just naturally, our instincts are to steer away from it. You know, a lot of times when you have, I'll give you an example of a strong neural, and these are your neural connections, and they can come from your smell, your sight, your hearing, and your touch. You know, all your senses form neural connections. And, you know, your strongest sense is your sense of smell. And so if you go into a place where you smell something absolutely awful, that's going to link in your memory way stronger than anything else. And if you come across that smell at any time, you'll know exactly what it is. And, you know, that's how your body will then react. In fact, you might even get the same sensation in your body. Let's say it made you nauseous the first time. It actually may make you nauseous the second time just from that connection. And I'm sure you've experienced something like that, especially if you were in your college days and drinking a bunch of beer. You might have experienced it in some way, shape, or form. And so your subconscious, when it takes over when you trade, is a real challenge to overcome with your conscious mind because it's much stronger. And it has this protection mode mechanism that's kicking in. And so if you're in a trade, and this is why when people get into a trade, some people have trouble entering the trade because the fear of getting in is so strong because they've maybe made a couple of errors in their trading before. And so that may be linked in, and so they have trouble getting into the trade, so they hesitate, and that's their subconscious working on that. And then other times, let's say they get into the trade, it's going in their direction, they're feeling okay, but then it goes not in their direction, and it goes the opposite direction. Now they're going into fear because they think they're going to be wrong, or they're not going to be right, or they're going to lose again, and those fears come up, and that causes them to exit the trade too soon. Or you have the next person who gets into the trade and, you know, can't let it run to where it should because they're so afraid that it's going to turn around and it hasn't even turned around. And then you get those that rush into the trade. You know, they literally rush into any trade, rush into the market, and that's the person who is afraid to miss out. All those triggers, all those fears are triggered by your subconscious. And until you learn to manage that piece of your mind, until you learn that there's a way to control that piece of your mind, which you don't learn in school, you don't learn anywhere else. I've been doing it for 20 years, and I keep track of how many people that I've done this technique with. And let me see, my last number was 4,882 people that I did it on. And I've never not seen the technique work. That's how powerful it is. That's why I'm writing the book on it. And so you need to know that you're not crazy. You need to know that you are not the one who is, you say, why is everybody else can get in that trade, but I can't get in that trade? Well, that's because your subconscious is in control. So if you have any of that stuff going on, you know, get some help. It doesn't take much time, and it certainly will save you money in the long run. And I designed a thing called Blockbuster, which will break that block, teach you that technique, and give you a couple other exercises to go with it. And I made that very affordable. And then if you really want to really hunker down and get really specific with your own trading and get some very individual kinds of lessons specifically for what your challenges are designed by me, that's where the one-on-one coaching comes in. And if you go to coaching, if you click on coaching there, Duane, yeah, coaching, and go to individual traders, and you just scroll down a little bit. It'll give you a little example of, you know, what is it. And it'll go, how do you begin? It's right there. It tells you how to begin, you know, your trading plan, your free online presentations. You want to take the emotional trading test. And then from there, decide what your needs are. And then I have numerically put into place the types of programs that are available based on price so that you can start with the most inexpensive one first, if you like. And if you like, and let's say you buy the first product there, which is the 2-hour CD on Sharpen Your Trading Performance, which is a methodology of how to rate your trades, how to identify how well you're doing, and how to know that you're getting better, that's Sharpen Your Trading Performance. Let's say you buy that one, and then you wanted to buy the next one, which was the next one is the Blockbuster. Oh, no, there was the hidden trading right there. The Blockbuster. Let's say you wanted to buy the Blockbuster, but you purchase the CD, you get credit for the CD because the CD is actually included in the Blockbuster program. So let's say you bought the CD, you bought the CD for $100, you wanted to do the Blockbuster, you would actually just purchase it and then send me a note that and I would know that you purchased the CD already, and say you want the credit, and then I credit you the $100 back. So, you don't pay twice for the same thing or whatever. I always credit the person back if they start to upgrade. Let's say you buy the Blockbuster and you decide that was so good for you, you wanted to do the one-on-one coaching, which is a little bit more pricey, but is absolutely worth every penny, then you would also get credited the $4.99 to your order. So everything that I have on there is a building block approach. You can do it any way you want to. If you purchase anything from before that's included in the next one, you get credit for that, and you don't double pay anything. And a lot of people do upgrade. And there's some other things in there that are very worthwhile. You can do a 10-pack, and you can really save some cash there. But these are – the 10-pack is 10 half-hour sessions, and anybody that's coached with me knows that I never do 30 minutes. I mean, I try to stick to 30 minutes, but if I'm in the middle of a concept and I'm teaching somebody something and I want to make sure they get it, I don't go, oops, oh, 30 minutes, you got to go. I never do anything like that. You know, I make sure the concept is finished. All of your sessions get recorded because you will only remember 30% of what we talk about. So I always encourage my traders to go back and listen to their recordings. We do it on Skype. It's done electronically. The person, as soon as you sign up, what happens is I send you a download for Skype that will automatically record your sessions. And when we go on, we just double check that they're being recorded. And then at the end of the session, you just download it onto your computer and you've got it forever.
Oh, that's neat.
And so it's there.
Yeah.
And it's really great because now you can go back and look at it. And it's funny because I've had people say, you know, I coached with you, you know, a half a year ago, and I went back and reviewed my recordings, and I can't remember you saying that. And I said, well, you know, that's because your mind filters out what you don't need in the moment. You only hear in the moment what you need, and the rest goes away. It's like it's not even there. And so by going back and reviewing things, and my magic number is 7. If you go back and review that tape 7 times, you will finally get everything that's on there. You will finally actually understand everything that's on there 7 times before that happens. And I always throw additional things on there for that reason, as you do in your coaching session, because I know if you go through them, you'll get more out of that than you ever expected. So I always try to give you more than you expect. And have you get a real full, well-rounded amount of information that will help you in your trading. And that's why I came up with the 5-pack. That's the basic number that people need to really get cooking. I tried it less. I tried it more. That's the basic number that I can give you all the skills that you need from an emotional perspective that will help you manage things. Now, people will go into the 10-pack or maintenance because they want to refine something that maybe we didn't cover, and they want some more individual sessions, but they also want to be accountable. And the 10-pack is really for somebody that goes, I want to be accountable to somebody on my numbers, on what I'm doing, because I find that really holds my feet to the fire on my rules and my disciplines. And if I can get that, then I'm good to go. So some people will go to the 10-pack because of the accountability, and it's really worth it. And, again, I make myself very accessible to people. They have my cell phone. They can reach me at any time. I reply within 24 hours for sure, usually less. And it's very, very worth you in making that investment in yourself for your trading career, because the emotions are going to be the thing that are going to determine your success or failure. Because if you know the system and the system is working and everybody else is making money and you're not making money, then it's a psychology thing. And the psychology comes from your background, comes from your experiences, your beliefs, what you've been going through. And every time you take a trade, it now links into your subconscious one way or another. And that's why people don't realize that they're harming themselves by not getting the block removed, because it's like a snowball. Every time there's a loss and there's a fear, that just compounds, gets bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point that a trader gets really, really stuck. And usually the words that I hear, I'm frozen, I'm paralyzed, I can't take a trade. First thing I say is, how much did you lose? And they always give me a number. And so if you have a big loss, it's going to hit you very hard in your subconscious, and the subconscious is going to store it, and now the subconscious is in control of every trade you take. It even affects how you learn. It even affects how you learn. So, you know, the best investment you can make is get your mind clear up front and then start to learn. If you've got any technique that you're working on and you find that you are not reacting the way you should, then you've got a block. You're sitting with a block already. Get the block removed and then go back. And you can't imagine. I mean, what people say to me is, oh, my God, I feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, like I can actually see what's going on. I said, that's because your mind was blocked before and you actually don't see what you need to see, because the subconscious is seeing something different. It's reacting to something different. So a great investment. You should consider it. I absolutely know with incredible certainty that you will thank me for it, and it'll be the best investment that you make. And you should consider that. And
all you got to do, guys, go to robindayne.com. That's RobinDayne, right there.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
RobinDayne.com.
And, you know, take the test.
I'll put that link in the chat box for you.
Okay.
That way you guys.
And the test is really good. That'll give you a good idea where you've started. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll have a client take the test when they start their coaching, but then take the test when they finish. And they can see the difference. They can actually count and see the difference in the results from one test to another. Because I want to be sure you have results. That's my goal, is that you have major results. So I work very, very hard with you, and we become a team when we do this. I don't just, like, teach information and hope you figure it out. No, no, no. We become a team. Your problems and your challenges become mine. And my goal is to get you over them. And every week we tweak them and we look at them, and I'll say, you know, what challenges are you having this week? And you'll say, well, this didn't happen. I'll say, well, what happened to the challenge from last week? Said, oh, no, that one's gone, but I got a new one. I said, okay, well, let's work on that one. And so I work with you diligently to do that, you know, on and on and on as we go. We tweak it until we really get you cooking. And it's fun. It's actually a lot of fun, and it's logical. It's not hocus pocus. It's not weird. It's all logical stuff. And you can, if you have kids, and your kids are growing, you can use a lot of these techniques with your family to enrich your life. I mean, they're really life skills that I've modified for coaching in a trading environment. But a lot of things are life skills, and these life skills will be with you forever. I just talked to a client that I guess I had him almost 2 years ago, and I just talked to him yesterday, and I hadn't talked to him for a while. And he started trading, and then he went back to his old job, and we worked through some things with him. And now I find out he's at Oppenheimer, and he's working at Oppenheimer. And he said he never would have been able to do that job, you know, if he hadn't done the coaching with me. And so now he's at a different level, and he goes, you know, I'm gonna call you because I need to get – there's another thing I'm working on. He says, I'm going to just call you. I'll just get some more coaching. So, you know, anytime you want to get to the next level for whatever you're doing, let me know. I have guys that have left hedge funds and go to a new firm and I help them get a new job. Or I have worked with Texas Hold'em card players on how to manage their time and their emotions when they play cards. Athletes, I work with athletes on a regular basis. In fact, there's one person I'm determined to get to, and I'm going to put something together. A singer, there's a famous singer out there. I'm not going to say what her name is, but there's a famous singer out there that I know. She literally, before she goes on stage, gets physically sick. And I know I can fix that. And so I'm trying to reach out to her people to see if she will do a session with me so I can help her with that, because I found out that Barbara Streisand also has had a block her entire singing career, which causes her not to do big audiences.
Really?
And so that block has affected her whole entire life. And so we're going to try to get to this young singer, and hopefully we can I can reach her. I've got some strategies on how to reach her.
Well, I hope you do.
So, yeah, so that's the blocks can really inhibit your life, you know, no matter what they are. And if any kind of fear, or and which I call a block, any kind of fear that prevents you from doing what you really want to do, can really, really affect everything that happens in your life. So, enough about me. What else do we want to talk about?
No, that's it. I'm good for today. I'm just got a couple things I got to take care of here on my end.
Okay.
So we'll wrap it for today, guys. We're right
all
back
right
to that 14:50-51 area. We made it down in one pass on that hourly candle. We said we would look to come back and consolidate in that area. We're doing that now for a couple of hours, and we're going to see if this holds as resistance. Okay, we'll look to come back through 48, and then if we get back down through 48 again and we start closing below 48 on this chart, then the next stop on the way down is 1439. So if you're in a short trade headed in that direction, I wouldn't hold out necessarily to 39. You know, once you get something good going on the way down, go ahead and take advantage of that. But this is what will be key right now. I've highlighted this area. Is it going to hold as resistance, or will we break back up through it? As we can see, we've had a series of lower highs. There's three right there. One, two, three. Since the Globex high on Sunday night, we opened, we gapped a little higher on the open Sunday night, came down, put in a high at the zone, down to the zone, back up, came within a tick of the zone, back down to the zone, then a significantly lower high. And now, I mean, this next high could, you know, in theory, if this is going to hold true, could come in up here somewhere around this 54, 55. But getting back through 50, 51, that would be a challenge. Mm-hmm. If that happens, you know, be aware of it and just know that it's there. And then watch this number on the downside. All right?
Yes, yeah, sounds good.
All right, Robin. Well, thanks so much for sharing that with us. We appreciate it very much. And we look forward to Friday, Coach's Corner.
Okay.
And we'll see you right here tomorrow, same time.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay, thanks, Swin. Thanks for having me today, and have a great day, everybody.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Guys, that's going to do it for us. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this. There is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.